Mar na sama a cosslí mai micr se cos cí léir ísom cultúna se ú hepa cádram a éile dí barta. What about the person that says that you didn't see any visions? Am mar sé cabal cí bolav hoc an ní cosslí se cúm. So ésom sé sé pas a chalam cí léir ísom cultúna ú pas a gachalam me túna sa sem iabit. Sometimes the pasuk says you didn't see any visions, and sometimes it says you did see visions. So explain to me. So 184. Amra zecha koso ve'el mita damuni ve'eshave yoimar kodesh ve'chein ve'el mita damuni kel umadus tarkulay. The Pesukim seem to say that you cannot imagine any sort of vision of Hashem. Ve'ikur zehu sharivadehu she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach shel hanavi el mach k'moyser mamida el emes. The point of a nevuah is not to fool the navi. It's in order to give the navi clarity. Hine she HaKadosh Baruch Hu mar lo dimyonis v'mokvah she'adra v'tzach l'shachim mo'im midmos. Hashem would never give a Navi an image of something that you're not supposed to create an image for. The image is not really the point. Apparently, the Navi is able to decipher the message of the image immediately. Like somehow or other, it's a different type of knowledge. Okay, the way I would say it is, let's say you come to tell me that this factor, then there's this factor, then there's this factor, and I determine the fact is, based on all the factors you're telling me, I slowly put together the information. Comes to the conclusion that the stock market's going to go up. Versus, I have an internal knowledge that the stock market's going up. I didn't come to that knowledge based on determining from the information that you gave me. So the knowledge of a Navi is not breaking down information. It's getting the knowledge in his heart directly. And it's nothing that none of us have ever experienced. A Navi gets the knowledge of the Nevuah immediately. Tahainu, hine yizbaru lo sha'odin baruch hu hua mizgalu aleo, madia oisa mashu madia oisa. He understood immediately that Hashem is the one that revealed to him whatever he's revealing. Yizbaru lo k'moiken she'i efshalo lehistakel boi. And yet he cannot just look at the image. He understands what the image is coming to tell him immediately. Lemi boi b'istaklus shal'in tivi, elafil b'istaklus nafshi. So somehow or other, the Navi receives knowledge. So he's not Stamazon being exposed to a vision. The Navi is receiving a specific amount of knowledge. Okay? V'nimtza she'emez mizbara la birur gomer ve'ein la mokum litois. It's not like that shtick from the Maral Diskin. It's not like that. He understands the full knowledge of the MS. And therefore, if he experiences a dimyon and a vision of God, he knows at the same time that it's not Hashem himself. He doesn't have to come to the conclusion, oh, I'm seeing something that probably looks, oh, maybe that looks like Hashem. Oh, no, that tak is not Hashem, because I was told in Cheder that Hashem doesn't have a guf. The entire knowledge of what it's representing comes bevasachas with the vision. By us, the process of vision is you see it, you determine what it is, and based on what you determine what it is, you come to your conclusion. right? So it's like you see outside, you're standing outside and you see a car coming down the street and another car coming and they hit each other. So you see car A, you see car B, you see that there's a crash, you come to the conclusion that's probably damage to the cars. And you already determine a lot of in your head based on the knowledge that you put together the pieces. You think maybe there's a succumb to some of the people, maybe someone got it. A lot is going on in your mind based on what you saw. The vision of a Navi is not like that. He sees a vision that tells him there was just damage to cars. That's the vision that's the knowledge he receives right away. He receives the knowledge there was just damage to two cars.
Like backwards.
Right. The vision represents the knowledge. It's not that he comes to the knowledge from the vision.
Even though in the Navi, it usually seems it's presented the other way.
Right? That's what he's bavarding. Because he's saying that the vision that don't think that the Navi gets a vision of Hashem and then he sees it. Oh, that looks like Hashem. Oh, or Takanat Hashem because Hashem doesn't have a guf. The vision is oh. I'm experiencing now the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. That's exactly what I saw. So I didn't see more than that. So that's how he sees it. He sees it as a not ask me. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu al Mazir li Yisrael, and he tells Klaisel, you never experienced a vision of Hashem. When he says that Klaisel never experienced the vision, it means he never experienced a vision of the full Tun of Hashem. He cries, Sagtem Atem Ha'emes, Reisim, Shalur Isim called Tun of Yisbarach, Ella Reisim, Shadr Abba, Machma Seyos at Smusa Yisbarach Poshot, Mikol Tuna, Lachain lo he Sagtem Oisoi, Ella Akasha Bar Lachem had Muyois Hanevuim, Mamikar Kotzer Ktsas, Achino Kotzer Yoiser, Mishara Ksuvim. Basically, he's telling Klaisel, don't think that what you saw is actually Hashem. What you saw is the knowledge as close as you can get to having a hasag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the vision of Nevuah that you received. So what does it mean to win Hashem Yabit by Moshe Rabbeinu? Amar HaSeichel in 186, Afilu Admus Ahu HaMizdav L'Nefesh HaNavi Yikra Heitev Tumunas Hashem. Vuhu Ki Hine Ein Sofek Eitz L'Hanavi Shehamizgalu Lahem Mischapis B'Dmus Ahu. Ain't no Elohim in Yachin. Shall Kach Yuchul Kain be Pemali who married Muskvod Hashem. On the other hand, they are seeing something which is representing a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they saw something which was there to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to their knowledge. So maybe there's a certain way. Oh, I saw Hashem because I saw that which gave me a knowledge that I experiencing Hashem. Kinei b'hasagosam hamushpas. Yisbor lehem heyois ha-dmus ahu d'mus mischadish mehayizgalos aleihem ha-kavur elyon ve'in ha-tmuna ahi el ha-derech shebo magiyim la-asogas giluyeh. So let's see the moshul. It's a moshul z'l-royes chavir v'toch ha-spaklaria. How did we translate ha-spaklaria?
There.
You see someone in a mirror.
Yes. So this is like a foggy mirror, like a not a clear mirror.
So you see someone through there. So you're seeing him, but you're not seeing him. Now, if it's foggy, you'll see him and you'll just see his shape, but you're not going to see him clearly. Now, You know you're seeing him, but on the other hand, you also know that your friend. So he knows two things. He knows that that's what the guy looks like. He knows that the guy is not foggy like the Shaspaklaya is foggy. And he also knows that that's not the guy. But he knows that the guy must be looking at the mirror. Because otherwise, how is he picking that up? So he's saying a tumun of a Navi is that he's seeing something which is representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He understands that Hashem is appearing. But he doesn't know what the Navi is seeing. It's what he's experiencing as a result of seeing that tumuna. And he's seeing an appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it's not the actual image of Hashem, but it's something which is there representing the image of Hashem.
But what's the whole point of the image?
To give him knowledge of a message from Hashem.
I thought he was saying before that it doesn't work like that. It works the other way around, that he has the knowledge of what the nevuah is, not through the image, just.
Right. So why do you have to have an image at all? Think that's the vehicle to convey the knowledge. Somehow.
To the people.
Meaning, the experience of the nevuah is that when that seeing that represents the knowledge that it'll decay in your life. It's not, he's learning, the Acharonim are not like this, I think. But he's learning that Nevuah is not a interpretation of the vision.
Here in 506 it says, Nefesh HaNavi hu Aspaklari.
Yeah. He's experiencing it, but he's not coming to the conclusion of it based on the on what was the word I used? Interpreting the vision. But the vision is somehow connected to what he's seeing. It's through the seeing of the vision that he gets that knowledge. I guess.
What's the whole point? Smiling, I understand, because it goes. We can think that goes Kenehiyat
I don't know exactly where he thought. I don't
Yichud
know where he's going with all this, to be honest. But I assume that part the concept of Nevuah, he wants to explain. Either it's just independent and he wants to just explain it, or it could be because Nevuah's function is to explain a little bit the Darkei Hashem,
Okay.
the ways of Hashem in the world. So I'm explaining to you the ways in the world. There were Nevi'im that were exposed, and that's why Hashem shares with them what's going on. But the problem, what he's explaining here, the details, I'm not sure what the connection is, but it's definitely very, very
Well,
fundamental.
there's a few
It's definitely very fundamental.
important points he brought
Yeah.
out. One is that a prophet is very different than the prophet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two is he brings out that he doesn't see an image of God, and he doesn't see a clear image of the future. He sees indications enough for him to accurately tell it over.
Yeah, and that the knowledge comes to him almost like automatically. Okay, so
It's and it's outside of him. It's
yeah,
his knowledge.
I would like to continue next week, even though this is all, it's already been this month. I usually we usually